tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
In this day.
Yes.
Happy Memorial Day onto the listeners this morning. Relax today. Enjoy your family on today and celebrate the goodness of our liberty, our freedom, and all those who make it possible continually. We say thank you unto you.
We want to remember all those who lost their life, not only in the war, fighting for the freedom of this country and Memorial Day, but those 100,000 people who lost their life through this serious virus, the plague. So we want to remember those families who are going through on this Memorial Day. We'll go through it with a heavy heart. 100,000 people losing their life is a lot of people. So we want to remember them and pray God's blessing and God's strength over the lives of those and on this Memorial Day. So it's kind of a day when we will reflect and tragedy. But you know what? The goodness of God, the power of God, the love of God trumps that.
Yes.
It trumps that. And so the Bible says when we're weak, when we're sorrowful, we can cast what? Our cares upon him because he cares for us. We have a loving God that cares for us.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what's going on, it doesn't take God by surprise. Mm-hmm. He loves us. He always loves us. He always will love us. We can do nothing to make him not love us. He just loves us.
Yes.
That's all I can say.
And he doesn't guarantee that we won't go through anything.
Yeah.
He just guarantees that he will be with us as we go through.
Yes.
In Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 3, "But now, thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters,
yes,
I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Sheba in your place." So he is the God who is with us. He is the God that takes us through. So we just thank God for his mercy on this morning, for his strength, his comfort, his peace, and the power of the Holy Spirit on this morning.
Pastor Dye, you want to pray this morning, open this. You want to pray this morning, open up our study this morning and our discussion, and just pray for our nation. Our nation.
Lord, we thank you for the United States of America, for the whole earth of which you created, Father. You know each and every person. You know each and everything unfolding, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you are the Lord over all. You are our Redeemer. You are Jehovah Gamolah. You are the God of recompense. You are the God who you say we could turn to and ask for wisdom. And in this season, Father, as we come before you, we ask for wisdom upon every decision maker, every scientist, every researcher, every leader, leader of the nations, leader of local government, leaders of homes, leaders of businesses, leaders of churches, every leader, leaders in education, every leader, leader amongst groups of people, every person in a position of leadership, let them turn their eyes unto the hills on this morning from whence their help comes from. Their help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And we just thank you for your wisdom that is being deposited in the earth. Wisdom from above that confounds the wise. We thank you, Father, for the leadership that you have shown unto us, and let us show that leadership unto others in this season as we go from glory to glory, from glory to glory. You said you would never leave us orphans, but that you would come to us through the power of the Holy Spirit. And in this season, even so more, as it marks the marking of Pentecost, is coming soon and very soon, when the deposit of the Holy Spirit was left in the earth after Jesus ascended onto heaven, and with power, with unity, with understanding, with purpose, with desire, there was transformation through the Holy Spirit. Let us see it again at another level here in the earth realm. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Awesome. Well, we're back on the seven principles. Yes, think success. And last week we discussed, remember that prayer changes things. Mm-hmm. The power of prayer. That was an awesome week.
Yes.
Awesome teaching in prayer. Well, we're going to pick up the third one. Change how you see yourself. So, that's where we are.
Yes.
Point number three. Change how you see yourself.
You will see success in life in direct proportion to how you see yourself. God created you for success and designed you to enjoy higher levels of self-esteem, self-respect, and personal pride without crossing the line into self-centeredness and self-glorification. Successful men and women have a common advantage. The way they see themselves affects the way that they think about themselves. The way they see themselves also affects how they conduct themselves. Your self-esteem is the measure of how much you value yourself and think of yourself as an important, worthwhile person. Your self-esteem is the power source of your personality. The more you like yourself, the better you will do at everything you do in life. When you see yourself as a person of excellence, you will perform with a higher level of confidence. Achieving success in life requires a continual willingness to move out of your comfort zone and break the limitations that hold most people back. The higher your self-esteem, the more you like yourself. The more you like yourself, the more confident you will be as you persevere on your way to the top.
Amen.
Yes.
How you see yourself. One of the biggest strategy of the enemy, which is the devil, is to kill our self-esteem. To kill our self-esteem. To allow us not to see ourselves the way God sees us. Now, let's look at it. We're going to study that. How did God make us? We got to go back. We always talk about the maker. Because he's the maker of heaven on earth. And when we want to know anything about a subject, an object, we need to go to the maker. Because the maker knows everything. Now, in the book of Genesis, it says, and God create man in his likeness and in his own image. So we are created how? In the image of God. So if you and I are created in the image of God, we should see ourselves how? In the image of God. No other way else. We should see ourselves in God's likeness. How do you see yourself this morning? Now, the devil knows that. So what the devil does, Pastor Diane, is to not let you and I see ourselves as the apple of God's eye. Now, because the devil wants us to see ourselves as what? No good. God doesn't love you, right? You can't do anything to please God. And every day we say, well, living a life of godliness is very difficult. I can't do that Christian thing. A lot of people say, I can do that Christian thing. I can do that church thing because there's too many don'ts. No, my friend. There's a lot of do's, not don't. Do. God is a doing God. God is not here to tell us, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't. Because if we do the do's, we don't have to worry about the
Don'ts.
Mm-hmm. And so what I concentrate on as a Christian is the do's and not the don'ts.
Mm-hmm.
I concentrate on doing the do's. And the do's keeps me away from the don'ts.
Mm-hmm. And that's right where you were. You were just reading from Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." And we know that the enemy came in the form of a serpent into the garden. He was a creeping thing. He was at a low level. He was coming to bring division. And in Genesis chapter 3, verse 5, he said to Eve, "For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So he gave her the idea that she needed something else to have dominion. But they already had dominion.
Come on.
We got to get it.
Because
the enemy presents this picture like we need something else to be able to operate in peace, to operate in fulfillment, to operate in dominion. He says, oh, you need to drink to have a good time. Oh, you need to do these drugs to ease your mind. You need to continue to take this prescription so you don't die. The enemy tries to present something else, which is the same thing that happened in the garden. Eve was already complete. She was already given dominion through what God told unto all of creation. When he said, we are creating, let us make man in our image according to our likeness, let them have dominion. Then she was formed and fashioned from the rib of Adam. So she had everything already that she needs. She had total dominion. But the serpent came, the enemy came, the creep came with deception and tried to twist in her mind that you need something else in addition to what you already have. This is good revelation. I just saw it when Pastor was ministering on a moment ago.
This is
the word that we need in this season. You are already complete.
Come on.
You already have dominion. Don't let the enemy present something to you and then tell you that you need this in order to prosper. You already have everything that you need. You have total dominion. So we must change the way that we see ourselves. In Corinthians chapter 8, it says, all you need to manifest the vision is a willing mind and what is already in your hand, the desires that he has put within you, the things that he has crafted you and formed
Hallelujah.
You to do in this earth realm. You already have everything that you need. And it goes back to Psalm 139, starting at verse 13, for you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works.
Oh God.
And that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they were all written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. So before you were even substance in the womb of your mother, in the books, all your days were already written. And then when you were formed with everything you need to fulfill that vision, to manifest it in the earth realm. You are complete. You have total dominion. Do not let the enemy deceive you into thinking you need something else. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.